The General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 286 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of June 22nd, 2021. This week, Daddy EA teases you good, everyone is getting doxxed, and get good on Green Mario. I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom.
What's up?
And CJ.
Mario.
Everyone, let's get good on a little bit.
Yeah.
So we'll start off with, like we usually do, with what are you playing? Let's go with CJ. What do you got?
I have been looking for a game to play that my wife and I can play together as fun co-op, and I realized that Luigi's Mansion 3 is kind of like a co-op. So we've been playing that. It's actually got to the point where my wife and I don't get to play it. One of us has to play it with our three-year-old.
Sounds right.
Unless he's asleep, then we get to play.
That's why God invented Baby Benadryl, by the way. Put his ass to sleep so you can play.
Put him into bed. That'll be tonight for Sea of Thieves, the new update. We'll see.
$5 babysitter.
Nothing like a $5 babysitter. So we
shouldn't
been playing,
hire Kevin Spacey.
Everyone, shut up. We're playing Luigi's Mansion 3.
Well, at least it wasn't that guy from Lost Prophets.
Yeah, that's true. God.
I like the game. Get it. Bye. I'm out of here. No.
Done. Fuck this table.
I know, as usual, I talk about like games that came out like 20 years ago and then I'm playing them for the first time. But this is the first like Luigi's Mansion that I've played. I've never played the other two before or any like the 3DS versions. But it's like my thing for sure. I like spooky stuff. I like Luigi's okay. I think there's a better Luigi out there.
You had to go there. No, you had to be a piece of shit about it.
Maybe taller Luigi. Yeah. That's purple. Has a mustache.
You want Waluigi's Mansion?
I do want Waluigi's Mansion. Yeah. That would be amazing.
Whips out of Rose randomly.
Yeah, that's
for
just
no apparent
a gay
reason.
Strip club.
I mean, why not? Have you seen that mustache?
Mario's gay strip club.
It's built for rides.
you can get four dudes on that, two on each side.
We've been playing it. It was funny though, because like when you're playing in the game and you first start off, like you have to play it in single player. It's definitely not a co-op game. It was kind of like we can sneak co-op in here because of what you have to do in the game. And after the first, like, I want to say like 15, 20 minutes of the game, when you like get through the intro and all that bullshit. TJ, you get through all that bullshit. Then you get Gooigi, who is your gooey partner in crime. And the Gooigi is basically
Man,
just
it's
like
getting gayer by the second.
a slime form of Luigi that can walk through like grates and stuff, but can't go in water. If Gooigi goes in water, he melts. And the whole thing is kind of like, if you're playing by yourself, then you can choose when to take Gooigi out and control him. And then you can switch back and forth between Luigi and Gooigi to solve puzzles and stuff.
I can't take Gooigi fucking seriously.
Yeah.
He's made of goo. What do you want him to call him?
What you call it. It's just Gooigi. I'm just going to laugh every single time I hear it.
For those who are not goo inclined, we've been calling him Jelluigi. We thought that was a little bit better. But TM. Jelluigi.
Yeah, like Nintendo will let you get away with that.
Yeah,
like Jell-O would let you get away with. I don't even know who technically owns Jell-O.
I think it's Kraft.
You continue. Probably. I'll look it up.
There you go. It's probably Kraft. He's right. We've been playing it like that, and it's been. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
It's Kraft. Kraft Heinz. Kraft and Heinz are the same company. What the fuck?
Yeah, I guess
they got together.
So there's nothing that I like better than my mac and cheese with ketchup on top of it.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who do that.
As long as there's hot dogs in it, right?
Yeah. That's high scale living, guys.
That's the good stuff right there. So anyway, when we play together, it's a lot of fun. I like the puzzles. I like, you know, the art, everything about it. It's just a really fun game. And I'm excited to beat the game. We're maybe like a halfway or three quarters of the way through the game at this point. And what surprised me most is just like how decent my 3-year-old is getting at like controllers. And I'm just like, I'm training you well, young one. So he's getting there. Like he'll will literally just hand him the controller. He'll be Luigi. He'll be like, just walk around. And usually he just shoots because like you can shoot a little plunger out. Like the whole point is like you shoot the plunger onto something and then you can suck it up in the vacuum and then you just like slam it on the ground to break it. So he'll just like shoot the plunger at you at Luigi's head constantly and just cackle. But like, you know, he'll walk around and he'll like flash the ghosts with his flashlight when we ask him to, and he'll, you know, vacuum stuff up. So he's not a bad partner. And
next stop is to teach him how to use a mouse and keyboard, and he immediately turns into a piece of shit.
I know. We'll get there. His hands are still too little for a mouse and a full-size keyboard. But I'm excited to beat it, and I'm ready to drop it like it's hot for Sea of Thieves tonight, and then immediately Mario Golf on Friday. So,
oh my god, so many good games coming up.
I know. Mm-hmm. We'll have to figure that out.
Too many things to do.
If you haven't played it and you have somebody to play with, I would recommend it. Or even play it by yourself. It's not bad.
Always recommend to play by yourself. But it can be more fun with a partner.
Can it?
Hashtag Wild Luigi's Mustache Rider, whatever.
Gay mansion.
Wild Luigi's gay mansion.
I like it.
Did you get a WGM?
Nintendo will love that too. Mm-hmm. They'll TM that shit. Moving on from Luigi's Mansion to some D&D stuff. Dom, what are you playing?
If you put the Bowsette crown on Waluigi, what happens?
It explodes.
It just explodes. The world ends. It's like dividing by zero. So many great games coming out, D&D Dark Alliance came out today. It is on Game Pass, so I immediately downloaded and started playing it. And
I have it installed. I have yet to play it, though.
And this definitely completely misses that great game list. This game fucking sucks. I am so disappointed in this game.
Dom's just showed me some stuff he was doing, and it is not good.
Everything is a bug. All of the game is a bug.
All of the world is a bug.
The first of all, the graphics are not that good. The trailers and everything made it look really good. It is not up to par. It looks like an early last gen game. It looks like it just has like that MMO kind of look to it when it shouldn't, because it is a 4-player co-op hack and slash game. There's nothing MMO about it. The world is not big. It's not open. So there's no reason for the graphics to not be good. Now, the positive things about it are that they take characters from D&D that people already know, like Drizzt and who is it? Caddy Bree. And Wolfgar, and the guy's, the dwarf's name is what, Brion or something like that?
I can't remember.
Yeah. They take characters.
I'm not huge into the books. So yeah. I don't know. I mean, everyone knows Dritz because he's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And he's also like the first character everyone makes is pretty much like the dark rogue ranger. Elf. It's like, but that's about it.
Yeah.
That's all I know on Dritz.
You have those four characters to choose from. So you have a ranger, you have a fighter, you have a barbarian, and you for some reason have another fighter, because I guess they ran out of ideas after three.
Because what Dark Alliance is pretty much taking part of like what one of the books, pretty much a bunch of books in the series, and that's what these characters were.
But so are those the only four characters in the books? There's no other casters or anything?
Jeez. I don't think there was other casters. Okay.
So if that's the case, that makes more sense. It still sucks because you have two fighters. Like everyone's a melee specialist pretty much, and then you have the ranger. I played as Caddy Bree because She seemed the coolest to me. She basically is a ranger anyway. I have, you know, one attack. The light attack is like a kick, and her other attack is a bow. That's it. Very generic gameplay. It's very generic hack and slash things. It has obviously RPG elements because it is D&D, but there's a lot of negativity that comes with that. The first thing that really annoyed me is you cannot equip gear unless you are at the home base. Like, you can't equip gear in game. It's nowhere to be found. And then worse than that is, it took me a while to find out where the loot I actually earned was, because you earn loot from not really killing enemies, but pretty much opening treasure chests or finding it somewhere. Yeah. After the chapter of the game that you're doing, you go back to like the main hub area and you don't get your loot. You have to go open up a loot treasure chest to give you the loot that you just earned. Yep. It is a completely pointless step. It makes no goddamn sense at all.
Really fucking weird.
Yeah, very strange. After the chapters, you have to sit through a tally screen, which tells you, you know, how many character or how many enemies you killed, how much damage you dealt, stuff like that. You cannot skip it, and it takes about a minute to go through fucking everything. You just have to sit there and watch it, and I'm like, come on. That's really like the I don't know, the little things that I dislike. The gameplay itself just isn't good. It's very clunky. It really, really, it came out today and it feels super dated already. It's very clunky. It's very slow to the point where I can't say what the time frame is, but when you hit the pause button to the actual pause menu opening up, there is a noticeable delay. Like, it's probably not a half second, but it feels like a half second. And there's plenty of times where you're attacking where there's just a delay in controls, or there's times where I'm trying to physically shoot the bow, so I'm holding left trigger to hold up my bow and hitting right bumper to shoot arrows, and she'll shoot arrow and then just kick out of nowhere, and I'm like, why did you just kick? There's a lot of like clunkiness around picking up objects, picking up loot, getting on ladders and things like that, because you have to be like direct. You just have to be in the right spot. It's just very, very finicky for no reason. And they have some cool things that initially are cool and then get really tiring really quick. Like, one of the first things that you run into is a floor covered in like little ice spikes. And if you go on the ice spikes, you start taking damage. You also get slowed. And I'm like, that's a cool thing. And then there's like a sword, a flaming sword nearby, and you can go near the sword and you get inflicted with warmth, and then you can walk over the ice spikes. And I was like, that's a really cool idea. Then you did it about 35 more times throughout the rest of the first fucking level. And I was like, this is getting really tiring. And another quality of life thing that just seems like it should be there, there's no like countdown timer to when your warmth goes out. So you could just be walking on the ice spikes and it just goes off, and now you're immediately taking damage and you might die because now you're slowed and you're just standing in spikes.
Nice.
And it's like weird shit like that. Sometimes you hit the jump button. I sent TJ a video of me trying to jump, and one time I tried to jump over like this this like flaming tower. It was like a horizontal flame, and she just didn't jump, so I just walk right through it and take like half my life bar worth of damage, and makes me look like an idiot, but I hit the jump button, she just didn't do it. And then I jump over a cliff and she just fucking misses, like just like basically face plants into the thing I'm trying to jump off, and drops into the abyss. And then within a split second, I'm on the ledge that I tried to jump to. I was like, what the hell is that? I showed TJ one thing where, and this, the gameplay is boring. It's sluggish. It's clunky. But the biggest problem that I think I've encountered so far is there almost is no AI to the enemies. If an enemy cannot see you, they do not react to you. That includes hitting them. So I stood on a ledge and I shot probably 50 arrows into goblins' faces while they're all standing around looking at each other, and not a single one of them reacted. I've had think where a goblin and another guy are talking to each other, having a conversation, and I am unloading arrows into the goblin and they're just continuing their conversation like nothing is happening.
Wow.
The first level, the level design is horrendous. So the first level, there's a boss. I forgot his name. He has a stupid name. And it's like, go kill this guy. So I was like, okay. So I'm walking just along the path and I come up to like a ledge and I look over and that's where, and the boss is there. And he's looking the other way. So I stood on the ledge and just fired arrows and killed the boss. And he didn't even fucking turn around and look at me. I killed the boss of the level just doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And like, that's first of all, horrible level design where you can sneak up on the boss and he'll never see you. And the other thing that I hate about the level design is that they have markers kind of guiding you where to go in the level, which A is a little anti D&D to me. Like half the point is exploring and finding cool stuff,
right?
But it also helps you do side quests unintentionally, because if you're doing something and the arrow is way away there and you're like going into new doors and stuff, it's clear to you that like, okay, this is like a side thing that I don't have to do. And I might get some loot from this because I'm obviously supposed to be going that way. And that to me completely breaks the immersion of like dungeon crawling. Cause you can just go on this linear path and skip all this shit. Or, you know, oh, I'm just going to go into this door because it's telling me not to go in this door. So if I go in here, then I'll get something cool. It's just like very, it's just very dumb design. And there was another enemy. He was a big dude. I don't remember what the hell he was. He was surrounded by goblins who, of course, they were talking and I was shooting the goblins and nothing was happening. And then I unleashed and killed this dude. And he falls to the ground. And then like after a second or so on the ground, his dead body just starts sliding across and just disappears. I was like, what the fuck? So my Xbox is like filled with videos right now of just dumb shit that's happened in the first level of this fucking video game. Yep,
I love it.
And then there's a couple other like just dumb shit that annoyed me. One of the first things it tells you to do is go do like the tutorial. And so I went and did the tutorial. Then when I got into the first level, first of all, the tutorial was horrible. Like it would be like, do a ranged attack, and you would, and it wouldn't like, it wouldn't register it. So you had to do it again and again and again. And it was very strange with that. But then when you got into the first level, all of the stuff that you learned in the tutorial started popping up and pausing the screen and saying, press right bumper to quick attack and right trigger to strong attack. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I just did the tutorial that you told me to do.
I hate that tutorial bullshit. It's like, it's basic.
It tells you, like, I highly recommend you do the tutorial. Don't do the tutorial if you play this game, because it's going to tell you everything what to do in the first level. It's just going to pause your screen and tell you what to do anyway. Wow. So, like,
Lord have mercy.
I looked at IGN's review for this after I played it, because I was like, maybe I'm just being a piece of shit right now. And they gave it a 4. And I read the review and I was like, yep, every single thing they say. The one thing that they said that I didn't realize, and it's going to basically make me stop playing this game, is once you've played the first 20 minutes of the game, you've played the entire game, because everything else for the remaining 21 levels is the same shit recycled. Wow. The same enemies, the same bosses, the same stupid puzzles where you go near the fire sword for warmth and walk over the ice pits. There's the same traps of lightning and stuff coming down. It's all the same stuff recycled for 21 levels. And like, I was really looking forward to this game, and holy shit, what a disappointment. I just...
Yeah, I'm probably, sad. I might play it through. 0 out of 2 on D&D games lately.
Right? I might play it through because, again, it's free on Game Pass. So, like, I have nothing to lose. And I heard IGN said that more fun that with somebody. It's not good with somebody. It's just less bad. It was like, for the love of God, don't play this by yourself, because, like, at least they said if you're playing with someone else, at least you have someone to suffer with. Playing it by yourself is just garbage. Yeah. So maybe with someone, it's a little bit more bearable. But like,
my God,
this just isn't a good game. And it's one of those things where like I don't see how they can fix it without changing it, because it's the core of the game sucks. And that's really disappointing.
And that's also on top of Larian just said that Baldur's Gate 3 will not have an official release by the end of this year.
Nice. I thought you were going to end it at will not have an official release. Have
no release. No, they will not have a release this year. So
that was
Baldur's
supposed
Gate
to be
3,
released
official,
yet last year.
Yeah. Well, it's been released, quote unquote, but it's an early access.
Yeah, it's been early access for a long time, but it was supposed to be officially released at the end of last year.
Yeah.
And like a month after the early access started, and it's just not going well.
No, it's not. And I played it when it first came out, and it was a buggy fucking mess, so I stopped. Yeah. And now I'm just going to wait until the official release, and now I'm going to have to wait until next year to even consider getting an official release, because not even all the classes aren't there yet.
Yeah.
They just had Druid. They're still missing, I think, Bard, Paladin, Artificer. They're still missing a few classes.
It's just one of those things to me that, like, if you're making a D&D game, don't even bother unless all of the classes are there. Like, don't put out a game, even in early access, and be like, you can play as Barbarian and Rogue and Monk. Like, don't just do the basic three classes and then tell everyone to wait for the rest of the ones that they actually want to play as. People do want to play as Rogues and Monks and stuff, but, like, come on. You have to have a Wizard and a Cleric. Like, give people the shit that they want.
Like, I know this game will be good because Larian, who's making it, made Divinity 2. Mm-hmm. So I'm not upset at that. I'm just upset that I wish I could play this game that I bought for $60. And it's
that will likely
access.
Be free on Game Pass by the time it gets its official release.
Yeah, right.
Then you're really going to be mad.
I'm going to be pissed. I'm just hoping there's going to be like mod support and stuff, because that'll really make it.
That would
like,
be good.
Yeah. Sounds to me like that D&D game is one developer short of a full 18 developer team, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
D&D games are not having it this year, apparently. So moving on to from sad news to Marvel news, Dylan?
We just got done shitting on Square Enix and they make it worse. So today, I think, either today or yesterday, a new patch went live for Marvel's Avengers.
Shocking they're still putting patches out for that game.
I'm actually kind of shocked. And for some reason, exclusive to PS5, the game now displays full on your screen your IP address.
Oh, that's nice. Good.
So
that is the dumbest
turn
fucking
off.
Thing. Yep. So people, every time a new patch goes live, it's really hot for streaming. So people are streaming live on Twitch, load up the game, and their fucking IP is on Twitch live for everybody to see.
Cool.
And
That's
a huge problem, especially.
And you know why? Is because they were testing something that needed the IP
and forgot to turn it off. 100%. And you know what's going to happen. I mean, your IP is out there. These bigger streamers, they can get, you know, somebody's going to get into their network. There could be a DDoS attack against them. Like, and a lot of these streamers, like, this is their livelihood. Somebody, if they knew what they're doing, could basically ruin this person's job and take their service down. And who knows what they're going to be able to do with this? Crystal Dynamics has said that they are aware of it. They are investigating and they expect to have a hot fix out tonight. and they just say, PS5 players, maybe you shouldn't stream right now.
Wow.
Got it, guys. Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't
stream. That's what we're looking for.
Marvel's Avengers.
Yeah. I think that's really what they're trying to say is maybe you should just not stream our game anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
who's streaming this game?
Yeah, apparently some people.
What the
but
hell?
Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, it says that there's a Cosmic Cube update that went live earlier today. There's a Cosmic Thread event that kicks off on Thursday and it lasts until July 8th. So if they get this hotfix out tonight like they want to, that could potentially save this Cosmic Thread event, but they might have to push that back or, you know, extend it or something if they don't. But like, dude, really?
Like, we'll extend it a week just for fucking you guys over.
Yeah. There are times where you can look at a product and say, oh, this wasn't tested. And this is one of those times.
Mm-hmm.
This was a situation
was
where they put out an untested.
To take the testing part out.
But you should have tested it after that was off. Like, that needs some testing to make sure that, you know, that functionality of turning that shit off actually works. Like, this is just, it's so inexcusable that I can't believe it actually happened.
Yeah, it's nuts. And to think, like, these people were just loading it up to play a game and then just broadcast to their IP, just ridiculous.
Yeah. And the fact that it's exclusive to PS5 is so strange. Like, that's so weird.
Why just that?
Yeah, it sucks for PS5
players. I wonder if
there's
an issue with PS5s and IP addresses.
Maybe. It could have been maybe the way, I have no idea how you know, Sony does any of their networking, but yeah, maybe something behind like the PS5's network code.
That we've learned over the years, badly is what they do.
Sony has recently said that they're looking for more cross-platform games, and they're really interested in entering and, you know, having a cross-platform scene. And everyone's just like, dude, we've been asking for this for 10 years and you've refused. All of a sudden,
fucking assholes in the world.
You're going to pretend like this is some new cool thing that you just want to get in, you know, while the getting's good. No, you've been the holdout for this for so long. Like, you should apologize in your tweet saying you want to get into cross-platforming.
It just, it was ridiculous to hear that from them. It's like every single comment was like, this, everyone else is doing this and you refused to do this.
Like, we've been playing like some cross-platform games for, dude, Halo 2, when it came out for Windows Vista, had cross-platform play with the Xbox. Like, you're late. You are 15 years late.
And modern games have been doing it for a few years now, so...
Right. I mean, look, was it Psyonix put cross-platform play between Xbox, PC, and Switch into Rocket League like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's just been... The holdout has been Sony. I mean, Sony's gotten better with it. Modern Warfare is cross-platform. Knockout City has been cross-platform. But those
but
are
also...
now they're
just like, we're gonna do it now. It's like, you held out because you thought... you would make more money just having your games be in your games, but you're finding out that everyone wants to play together regardless of platform.
I think that they thought that it was it making, keeping their servers secluded was going to drive more PlayStation sales when it probably did the opposite. It probably just encouraged people to purchase the game on other platforms so that they could play together. Because there were times where, you know, like, I have the option. Am I going to buy it on PC or am I going to buy it on Xbox? And if it's not cross-platform, I'm like, well, I'm just going to buy it on PC then because most of my other friends have a PC to play it on. Mm. But then there's some games where I'm like, I'm just going to buy it on Xbox because the people that I'm going to play with are playing it on Xbox. And sorry to the PC player who can't play with me now. TJ. But...
It's just
I mean, listen, games have to be cross-platform to me. There's just no excuse. Just fucking do it.
Do that shit. So don't check out Marvel's Avengers if you own a PS5
ever.
Currently.
don't do it.
Ever. So let's take a quick break to line up pockets with cash. We'll be right back. And we're back. So moving on to some geek on, geek off.
Ooh, can I go?
Would you like to? What's more PlayStation news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of awesome games that have never had any problems in their entirety ever, Cyberpunk 2077 has finally returned to the PlayStation Store.
It's this been game, how long?
8 months, right? This game came out in October, I think. And like within a week or so, it was pulled from the PlayStation Store. It is finally back on the PlayStation Store with a giant warning that basically tells PS4 users not to buy it.
What?
Because it still does not work on a base PS4. It works okay on the PS4 Pro and it works fine on the PS5. But if you are a base PS4 owner, don't bother buying this game because it still doesn't work.
They're probably just like, fuck it. We can get it on the other thing. So PS4 owners can just eat it.
Maybe that's what they were doing. They were just like buying themselves time until everyone's base PS4s died. And they were like, everyone will just upgrade to a PS5 or eventually get a PS4 Pro and wanted to worry about this. But like, dude,
no one can buy a PS5. So that's out the window.
And it sucks because, like, you know, there was a lot of hope for this game and like the updates that were coming because obviously it launched like a pile of garbage and it was just full of bugs and stuff. And every like update has basically just been trying to make the game work rather than what we all wanted and expected. And like, you know, quality of life updates, better, you know, there's frame rate issues that they could be fixing, but they're not fixing frame rate issues because they're trying to like stop the game from completely blowing up. And every time they do that, they introduce a whole new line of bugs. They introduce like hundreds of bugs after fixing 10. And it's just like, it's starting to get to that point where, like, how much longer is this going to go on before they just decide to pull the plug on it? Is this going to be one of those games that, you know, in 2 years is going to be like, hey, Cyberpunk is worth playing now? Like,
probably, since there is supposed to be multiplayer at some point.
That's the other thing. Multiplayer should have been out by now, but there isn't even talk of it.
News of it. Nope.
There's no multiplayer coming because, like, the game can't handle it. And I'm sorry, I have an Xbox Series X and the game still doesn't, I still have to choose between graphics or performance. Like, the game doesn't look that good that I have to choose between graphics and performance on the most powerful current console. Like,
it doesn't make any sense. It was also pulled December 18th.
December 18th. Okay. It must have come out later than I thought, because I'm pretty sure it only lasted a week before it got pulled.
So it got pulled December 18th. So now what? 5 months in?
7 months in.
7 months in?
It is June 22nd.
Oh, that's true.
December 18th was 7 months and 4 days ago.
Time's going.
7 months that people just couldn't play this game.
They should have never had it released on the older consoles. It just shouldn't never have. But they ended up having to release right after the new consoles came out. So there was no way to be like, we're only doing the new consoles, that's it. Because
part of the problem is that, like, it should have been able to be released for PS4 Pro and the Xbox One X.
Yeah.
Because it still was a stable, playable game that looked totally, I played it on my Xbox One X and it looked fine. Had some issues, but it wasn't horrible. It played fine. It looked good. But I don't know if they could draw that line between, like, base Xbox One models and base PS4 models can't play it. They probably can, but who knows? But it's just like we said before, they should have delayed this game another year to get it finished, but it wouldn't have been finished in another year anyway, because they would have used that the rest of that year to try and squeeze in all of the things that they had to cut. And then in a year, we would have been in the exact same situation where it would have been a horrible buggy mess that didn't work on the base systems. But there would have been more stuff that didn't work, because there would have just been more content that they tried to shove in there that also didn't work. So, like,
this game,
TJ,
should,
like,
have waited a while until now in order to release, so they wouldn't have to release for the older consoles.
Yeah.
Even though it's still hard to get new consoles. People now have them, at least. Some people have them, at least. So they could have released it for just the new consoles. Been like, that's it. We're not doing the older consoles. And it wouldn't have probably been looked down as bad if they had done it now instead of, you know, 7-8 months ago.
Yeah. But, like, and I said it earlier, like, we're getting to that point where I feel like no game, or very rarely does a game, like, ship complete. It's either filled with bugs or it's not finished, or it's chopped up and half of it sold as DLC. Like, it's so rare that a game gets released and you just have that experience where you're like, yep, that was a good game beginning to end. Like, I'm happy with that. It's always just like, what the fuck happened here? Like, you should have delayed it for that. But we know that the delays, to a certain extent, don't mean anything anymore, because it's just time where they can shove more shit in there that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I don't know what to say.
It's sad to see, because this game had a lot of potential, but it's just, again, there's so many problems with it.
It is still, like, a good game. It's just not what it was supposed to be. It's not what they said it was. They told us we're going to have all the stuff that it doesn't have. It is a good RPG game that got treated like it was going to be a godsend of a video game and, like, redefine the gaming market. No, it's a good RPG game from the people who brought you another good RPG game that also was filled with fucking bugs.
Yep.
And if you expect the next game to be different, like, you're gonna be really disappointed. It's gonna be
I don't think they'll do another Cyberpunk.
Another game.
The next game, period.
The Witcher 4. The Witcher 4 is going to have the same problems. You know, if they create a new IP, it's going to have the same problems. It's the nature of an RPG game. It's just what CD Projekt Red is going to do.
Yeah, Witcher will probably be the next one, I'm going to guess.
Like Bethesda. We were talking about Starfield the other day, and I was like, oh, wow, like, this looks good. And we were just like, but it's going to have all the same problems that Skyrim had 10 years ago. They didn't fix shit. Same thing with Fallout 4.
Yeah,
Fallout 4. I was like, this has the same problems that Fallout 3 had. Like, they didn't even try to fix them.
No, why would you? They could still People will still buy the game.
That's exactly it. Just shove shit out and make money.
So moving on from there, I got some
moving on from stuff fucking bitches and getting money.
To fucking everyone and getting money. EA. There was a leak that they are revealing a fan favorite series revival at EA Play Live, which is kind of like their kind of like Nintendo's Treehouse or any of those things. That'll be July 22nd. And they're revealing an established IP that's a fan favorite that's coming for a revival. There's a lot of speculations on what it is. There have been some people saying that it's most likely Dead Space.
That makes sense.
Because that hasn't had a game come out in fucking forever.
And also, I want to say like, oh, with Mass Effect coming out, they want to get another Dead Space out, but that's also EA. So like, right? Yeah, Mass Effect is EA, right?
It's BioWare, but EA owns them.
So like, that seems strange. Like they want to like contend with themselves, but I guess at the same time,
it's a different kind of space thing. Dead Space is more horror than anything else.
Yeah. So they might be trying to bank on that of like, hey, everyone's really into Mass Effect right now. We're going to have a new one come out. Let's like get them to, you know, kind of get a little bit of the same but different experience in Dead Space.
And Dead Space 3, which was the last one, I think, to come out, was 2013. So it's been a while enough to.
Yeah. I didn't know they had a third out. One. I played the first one and I didn't love it. I thought the gameplay was a little boring, so I just didn't really enjoy it that much.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my cup of tea. It's a horror game, so I've never played it. I've heard good things about the series, but I'm not 100% sure. They've also recently announced that, I think last year's EA Play, they announced that Skate is coming back, which is awesome. Yes. I can't fucking wait. But is there like any game series from EA that you'd be like, fucking dope, that's awesome that they're bringing back? Because there's not, I mean, there's some, but like a lot of their series are still going.
Yeah.
Spore would be like, cool.
I'd like a good SimCity again.
I mean, good is not going to come from EA.
Yeah, I know.
That's debatable. EA occasionally makes good games. SimCity is just not one of them.
No, not in the slightest.
I mean, SimCity was one of them. Oh, no, right. Maxis. Maxis, technically.
I mean, yeah, but remember how much we were looking forward to the last SimCity game? And, like, that is, like, you know, in my top five most disappointing games of all time.
That was awful.
Need for Speed is another series where I'm like, I'd really love to see like a comeback, but that series is still going. It's just bad now. So I'd like to see like a comeback to good, not like a full on comeback. Burnout would probably be my number one. Like,
yeah, Burnout would be dope to get one back.
Yeah. It's been 13 years since Burnout Paradise. It has been 10 years since the Burnout Paradise remaster, which I still play because it's that good.
Cool.
Yeah.
I just want another Titanfall because Titanfall 2 came out in 2016.
Yeah. That would be cool.
I would want that.
Yeah, Titanfall 3 would be good.
Dope.
A return to Mirror's Edge would probably be pretty cool. But if they did it, I think they would do it as VR at this point.
Yeah, that would make way more sense than just doing standard kind of game. Spore would be cool, like I said before.
Oh yeah, Spore.
People are really into the Army of Two. That'd be kind
of
cool.
Army of Two is great.
Yeah,
that is a lot of fun.
I'd be down for that.
SSX, I would like again.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week.
Yeah,
because
of
the game you were playing.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's many.
There's not
like
a lot of games
series
that don't still come out.
Right.
Not like, saying they're good.
But right, but like also, like all of their games that like were good don't exist anymore, and all of the series that exist now are just like not good. So like, you know, you can always say a Star Wars game, but you know, EA didn't really make the great Star Wars games.
Oh, Deer Hunter.
Deer Hunter.
The I'd last play a Deer one Hunter came out game.
November 22nd, 2013. So that is a contender.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to do, Crysis? I feel like Crysis hasn't been dormant long enough, but maybe it has.
NFL Blitz?
Or but NFL, see, NFL Street? NFL Blitz wasn't like an EA game. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it is now.
It's owned by EA now because they had like they had like an Xbox Live Arcade game for it that wasn't like it wasn't NFL Blitz, and then they started coming out with like Blitz the League, which wasn't EA yet. I think it was when it was still Midway. So like, yeah, would I love to see a return to NFL Blitz? Sure, but I don't want to see it from EA because they're not going to do anything with it. Like, it's just going to be stupid. Like, you need that Midway feel to it. So like, NetherRealm Studios would have to do it, but the NFL license is gone to Madden and nobody else can use it, so
mm-hmm.
it's completely useless.
I don't know. Wing Commander?
Only if Mark Hamill comes back.
Yeah, that's true.
Wing Commander, yeah.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Crysis 3 was 2013.
Dope. NBA Street. Or NBA Jam.
NBA Street was a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of people like that one.
But again, NBA Jam, that's not an EA property to make. It's a Midway property. But NBA Street was a lot of fun.
Shit out of them now.
Yeah. Last NBA Street was, I don't know, like 2005 or some shit.
Probably, yeah.
That game was a ton of fun. I think I had that for, I think it was that one. Either two or three I had for GameCube because they had Mario, Luigi, and Peach in it. And god damn it, they were so fun to play as. I exclusively played as them.
I'm trying to think of any other games.
I mean,
you have System Shock. People like System Shock.
Crusader No Remorse. I kind of remember this game.
I don't. Ah, this I have
is
no a idea.
Fucking, yeah, this is an old game.
Yeah, there's.
What about 95?
Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods for the Switch.
Oh my god. Yeah, but they have to put in fucking motion control or it's fucking useless.
I refuse to play PGA. I was a PGA 2K or whatever, 2K21 that just came out. I will never play that game solely because the Switch version does not have motion controls. Yeah. That is
the dumbest shit in the world.
Yeah. That is an affront to gaming.
I was talking to a friend the other day who is into like golf games, and he's like, oh yeah, it's really good. I'm like, yeah, but like you can't, like I'm not gonna play a golf game with a controller when there's a perfectly good Switch right there with motion controls. Like, yeah, he's like, well, with, you know, they make it really interesting and stuff with the controller. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah. That's exactly it. I don't care.
The game could be fucking amazing and be a shit ton of fun to play with the controller. I don't care. Not what I want.
Like, it would legitimately be like,
swing and watch that thing fucking sail in the fucking rafters.
Yeah. It would legitimately be like if, you know, like a console had like a full on like car accessory that you can get for racing games, and they came out with Forza Horizon 5 and it was like, oh yeah, you can't use the car accessory. Like, what the fuck? Why would I play that game with a controller when I could play it in that thing? Like,
it just doesn't make any sense.
No. It to me, it's intentionally spiteful too, because like there is no way that every single person working on that game and an executive at that company is so out of touch that none of them thought of doing it. It's just they just didn't feel like implementing motion controls, and that is the laziest shit I've ever heard, and it's inexcusable from a game nowadays.
Money. They don't want to spend money.
Now I'm looking to see if is there like a thing you can add on to the Switch controller to make it look like a golf club, because I really want to get that for Mario Golf.
I don't think the Wii had that.
Wii had it, definitely. Oh, there's some stuff on eBay.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Oh,
yeah!
Oh man!
Switch, Joy-Con, Mario Golf, Super Rush, Game Console, Golf Game Handle.
Yep, I just found the same thing.
Oh shit!
Wait, Screen Rant. Damn. Nintendo. No, Screen Rant has Nintendo Switch gets golf clubs and brass knuckles accessories.
What?
Nintendo has released Switch accessories.
What is this? This is the greatest picture I've ever seen. Just
where can I buy these?
Brass knuckles.
Venom is selling golf clubs accessories for the Switch on Amazon, temporarily out of stock. You son of a bitch!
So if you're listening and want to check out our Discord, I'm going to post the the link for the brass knuckles because it's the greatest thing.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing.
I've ever seen in my entire life. CJ, if you'd like to click on that link as well.
Yeesh. Oh, I'm looking at him.
I just have a bunch of Waluigi Bowsette posters in here.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, what is Venom's, this? Is this for arms? Like, what is the purpose of these?
I don't know what game it's for, but it's amazing that it exists. And yeah, I don't know. Like, what game has a? I don't know.
It's got to be arms. It's the only game you punch in. But like, but that's boxing.
Brass
that's
knuckles?
The, yeah, it's not brass knuckles. Maybe they're bringing back the Def Jam series exclusive to Switch.
That would be
amazing. That'd be great.
But like,
here's the thing is we're like, oh, what EA franchises would you like? And we're like, I don't fucking know. And now we're just like talking about other game franchises that should come back. And
yeah,
like,
right?
There you go. Fucking Def Jam should come back. Time Splitters should come back. Like, there's plenty of game series and none of them are EA that need a revival.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Mario Golf is one of them. I'm glad that shit's coming
back.
Oh
my God, so good. It's going to be so good.
Yep.
I am excited.
Yeah, if you can't tell, we're all excited for golfing game with Mario. I'm excited for the rushing part.
Yes, that looks like it's going to be the most fun, the speed rush round.
Running your ass off.
Yeah, the speed rush. Yeah, that's going to be.
That's going to be hilarious. Great. And like, I don't know, it's just sometimes you just got to give people what they want. And like, this is just going to be fun. And like, that's the thing is like, we were talking earlier about how like, nobody just like makes good games anymore.
They're
like you don't need 100-hour epic sagas all the time with like these amazing graphics and like storytelling and all this shit. Like sometimes you just need to make a fun game. And like Mario Golf is just a fucking fun game.
Watch.
Like
Mario Golf is going to be great. WarioWare is going to be fucking sellout, but nobody cares because it's Nintendo.
Right. And they're just going to be like, oh, like that was fun. But like those aren't game of the year contenders. And it's like, you know what? Maybe you should look at some other things because, like, I mean, Mario Kart 8 for Switch is a port and it's sold like infinite units.
A billion fucking copies.
Yeah, like, because sometimes, like, good games are good games regardless of if they're, you know, the 100th one in the series or, you know, whatever they are. Like, sometimes a good game is just a good game.
Well, you can buy these golf handles from Walmart.
Sweet.
Except eBay. I mean, it's probably the same seller, I'm guessing.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe has sold 35.39 million copies.
Shit.
Like, Animal Crossing, 32 million copies. Like, Smash Ultimate, 23 million. Breath of the Wild, 22 million. And that was on the Wii U also. Like, wow. How many games nowadays sell that much?
Not many. Because people's, like, time is precious at this point, and it's hard to kind of put your time into so many games that are out there.
You should put your time into games like that instead.
The real question is, how many companies sell games like that and get the money like that, yet still somehow fail in their online experiences?
What I will say is the online for Mario Kart is actually good.
Yeah.
That is the only time I will say that about Nintendo. Yeah, every other online
Mario
experience
Party.
Is horrible.
I've seen Mario Party's online experience and it's apparently not good.
Yeah.
I've watched some
never...
Let's Players play it and it's laggy as shit.
Yeah. Nice. Animal Crossing is like a borderline nightmare, but like there's to a certain extent I can understand it because it's like kids, so they had to like structure it in a way that made sure you intentionally went to the place you were doing. Like you couldn't just have people dropping in and out of your island because that could cause problems. Smash Brothers has zero excuse that online is. I haven't played it in a while, so maybe magically within the past few months they've made it better, but I highly doubt that. For the first year plus of the game, the online was horrendous, and I expect it's still the same. So like, to me, that's completely inexcusable. And they have other stuff where just like their online structure just sucks, and it's really unfortunate because these games are great.
Sorry, I'm writing in the checkout for these two golf clubs I'm going to buy.
It's fine. I'm searching for some really, really great games that I know everyone loves to see how many copies they've sold. Like Horizon Zero Dawn has sold 10 million copies. Let's see. Last of Us sold 17 million copies, I think.
See, a lot of games also have like online presence, or they're part of Game Pass and stuff like that. So it's really hard to judge. Right,
yeah, like sales aren't everything, of course, right. But like, but, you know, just in terms of like a quick number to see like how many people actually want to play these games. And when you have multiple, you know, games that everyone dismisses as like stupid, childish Nintendo games that mm-hmm. are doubling the sales yeah. of the games that everyone says are amazing, like maybe it's something to look at. Maybe you don't need to make the same, you know, the same shooters and the same third person adventure games over and over again when you could just, I guess, make the same Smash Brothers and Mario Kart games over and over again and
yeah,
double your sales.
That's the thing. They still make the same thing over and over again. It's just
to a certain extent. Like some people will be like, oh, you know, why do I have to play Breath of the Wild? It's the same as every other Zelda game. And it's like, that's because you haven't actually played any Zelda game. Like they're all different. Like, yeah, are they similar? Of course they are. They're the same franchise. Like they're going to be similar. Every Mario game is the same. It's really not. Like, you know, play Mario Galaxy, play Mario 64, play Mario Odyssey. Yeah. Like they're all entirely different games. And yeah. like,
but they're still like similar in a good way.
Right. They're similar where it's like, oh, I know how to play this type of game because it's like it's platforming and stuff. But like they're.
Yeah. But
you know,
it's not 21 levels of, you know.
Exactly. It's not 21 levels of. Yeah. Warm Sword. And that's exactly what I'm going to describe Dark Alliance as, is 21 levels of Warm Sword. Which.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That's a CJ quote. Episode title is 21 levels of Warm Sword. Because
that is sex tape material as well.
Yeah. Title of your sex tape.
Yeah. Right. All right, getting two golf clubs on Friday, so that'll
Sweet.
Be good timings. Dope. Yeah, so if you want to buy golf clubs that fit your Switch, Walmart's selling them. So
fuck yeah.
I found that. Useless things. All right. Where the fuck are we? Where'd we come from? EA.
I think we're on That's All For Us This Week is yeah, where we are.
Where did we come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
A lot of bad PlayStation stuff to EA to somewhere at this point. But that's all for us this week. Thank you for listening. To find our social media links, previous episodes, or leave us a voice message, please visit us at genfailcast.com. If you like what you've heard, please follow us on Spotify or leave a review on iTunes. Everybody say Warm Sword.
Warm Sword.
Warm Sword.
Oh, so warm.